Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, guys, we're trying to do our part. To everyone in the Delaware Valley, we appreciate you listening. And look, we're not trying to be Pollyanna because we understand the reality. This whole thing might be over in about 11 hours. All right? We all get it.
I just told you it wasn't over.
You did. You did. Look, they got to dig down tonight. And there's a lot that has to go right. First off, they have to be mentally and emotionally prepared for the challenge. And that's not easy when you're on the mat. Number two, they have to be crisper with their decision-making as batters. Number three, they have to hopefully pick the right starting pitcher, and that's very debatable who it should be. And then I'll say number four, they have to fill out a lineup with all sorts of positions where people are all over the place who should start. But they can do this. They can. No, I'm not done, James. Keep going. I'm not done. John, tell me more about how the Phillies can do this. Not necessarily that they will, but this game that now starts in 7 hours and 34 minutes is a winnable game for the Philadelphia Phillies.
You want me to tell you more about how they can win this?
Yes, I do.
They can win this if they completely revamp their approach to offensive baseball. That's what this requires. What we saw, my gosh, last night was an impossible failure in the sixth inning that Bryce Harper gets up there, three swings, he's out. Casty, two men on, he gets up, hits it directly into a double play, he's out. We need to maximize these opportunities. By maximizing our approach, just be smarter, just have your composure, just have your wherewithal. Be that guy. And this was the opportunity. We had the bye. We had the chance to rest. Make the most out of that. Use this as a springboard for the rest of this postseason.
Devin, please. Tell me how they can win.
Hit the baseball. It's that simple. Hit the baseball. Be smart with your at-bats. Don't swing at everything that comes your way. And Ranger, if you start, pitch well. Please, I'm begging you.
Yep. All right. Well said. Hit the baseball. I like that, actually.
That's it. And don't swing at pitches that aren't strikes. Hit it when it's a strike, and otherwise don't swing.
Make their pitchers work.
All right, time's yours coming up in 10 minutes. That should be a doozy after last night. Let's go back to the phones. Brandon in Wilmington. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, when Joe brought up the three-day rest possibility for Zach Wheeler, I immediately had a flashback to the 2009 World Series.
Me too. Well, I thought about it earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big debate. I remember reading a lot about our buddy Joe Girardi's game plan coming into that World Series, where he was going to pitch Sabathia and Burnett on 3 days rest and even Pettit if he needed. And there was a lot of debate that he should not do that. He went ahead and did it, obviously, and unfortunately the Yankees won. And I just, on hold here, looked up the ages. Sabathia was 29 and Burnett was 32. Now, I know Zach Wheeler's 34, but Joe, it does, I guess, lead into your debate a little bit more and give you, for that. It has worked. It worked against us.
Well, it has, and I'll give you another one. I mean, I'm not going back to Gibson and all that. Schilling in 01. Started for Arizona games 1, 4, and 7.
And Bumgarner. Let's not forget Madison Bumgarner. Yeah. And Bumgarner started 1-4 and pitched like 6 innings of relief in 7. Like, it can be done.
And also, Brandon, here's the other part of this that I think is really important to say. I'm not saying, all right, I'm putting Zach Wheeler out there and I put him in to die, and he's got to give me 145 pitches and get through 8 2/3 innings. I mean, I need him to give me like 6 innings. I'll take 5 if that's all he's got. I'll take what he can give me. Right. I got Ranger out of the bullpen. I got Hoffman out of the bullpen. I got Strom out of the bullpen. I got Kirkren out of the bullpen. I just need him to be the best starter tonight that he can be, which I believe is better than Ranger and better than the Mets starter. That's it.
Right. And if even if Ranger well, so if Ranger starts tonight, which everyone thinks he will, and he gets into trouble, we can go to Wheeler and then you're
you
left
can.
With
But Brandon, Sanchez. You can, but just know my theory on this. I don't want Wheeler to have to come into
That's
a game
I prefer,
where
Brandon.
You're down. I don't want him to come into a game where you're already down 3-0.
Yep. And also, again,
I don't have time for that.
Wheeler's come out of the bullpen one time in his career, once, and it was in Game 7 last year. Like, it's just a risky move to say, all right, well, he has a preparation thing. These pitchers go to start
right,
a game the way they do it. Like, why be like, oh, we're going to totally mess with what you do?
Brandon, did me and James convince you?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to the Twitter poll question of the day. Brandon, good call there. Especially if you agree with me. That means you're on the right side of things there. All right. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Armin Chevrolet, you'll be seeing pink all month long as they honor survivors and, of course, remember those that we have lost. Always hoping for a cure. ArminChevy.com. Three poll questions. Let's start with the one just about Ranger. Do you feel confident Ranger will pitch well tonight? Yes or no? John, how do you think people voted?
Man, I'm going to say 40% say yes.
You're really good. It's 39.
Wow.
Now, I do want to say, if we had a
That's
poll...
That's awful,
If we had
way.
A poll that says, do you think Ranger will pitch well tonight, I think the yeses would have been greater. Confident is a different level of certitude, if you will. Is that the right word, certitude? Something like that? All right, anyway.
Yeah.
Certitude is a word.
Yeah,
right.
Well, 39% feel confident he will pitch well. Okay. Next question.
I think certainty is the word.
Maybe certainty.
There,
it didn't
though.
Sound right.
Certitude, I think it means something different.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right. Second question. Who should start tonight? So just so if I have this right, James, you and me are on Wheeler.
Correct.
Rhea, you, Devin, and John are all on Ranger.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. John, how do you think the votes came in on Twitter?
I think 68% say Ranger.
64% say Ranger Suarez.
Those polls do not jive with each other. One, do you have confidence in Ranger? 40% say no. And then the others are like, yeah, I want him to start. Those don't mix, you know?
That's a really good point.
I agree, James.
Certitude was right, Joe.
Certitude?
Certitude is actually like certainty. They're synonyms.
Yeah, I'm a wordsmith. All right. You're right, James. That's a great point. All right, third question. Who wins tonight? John, how do you think people voted on this one?
Oh, man. I have no clue. 70% say the Phillies.
54% say the Mets.
Oh, you
All
gotta
right.
be kidding.
Let's go back to the phones. James, before we get out of here, I'm going to give you an exercise.
Okay, good.
I want you to write down the lineup of what it should be.
Okay.
And who's playing which position.
Okay.
Including DH. Okay, we'll get to that in about 10 minutes. Let's go to Mark right now. Mark's calling from Northeast Philadelphia. Mark, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Mark.
Ladies. Look, here's the deal. I know this is going to sound off the wall, so just give me a minute. Sit Harper down. Start Clemens at first. Yeah. Make Harper a designated hitter. You know what? Hmm. He's a multi-million-dollar superstar. He ain't playing like a superstar
nah,
right now.
That's
He's
crazy
good
talk.
At first, though.
Yeah, Mark, that's crazy talk.
And I'm sorry, but you know what? It's the end of the line. Yeah, this is every year in the playoffs. Our big star players all go cold. I mean, how can you have, like, two runs an entire baseball game? You got lucky once, and I'm sorry, but Philadelphia, we're used to being the underdogs. Harper needs to stop doing the Rocky thing because they weren't the underdog coming into the series.
No, but I got to tell you, you lost me with your first point. I mean, come on. I mean, we can go through the exercise of, all right, then Bryce is the DH, and then who's not the DH, and then Schwarber's playing. Like, come on, let's keep it kind of on the rails here. Joe in Telford. Yeah. Joe, I'm not opposed to Schwarber not being the DH, but don't give me the, it's so Bryce Harper doesn't play the field.
No, Bryce,
come on.
Devin makes a good point. Bryce is a really good first baseman.
It's crazy talk. There's no reason to entertain that. Joe in Telford. Joe, you're on WIP.
Hey, morning. I put some blame here on Topper because I don't think he's really pushing Kevin long enough to push these guys to not be swinging for the gates every at-bat here. It's really disgusting to watch.
Well, it's impossible for us, Joe.
And I don't know how that works. I don't know, Joe, how you know or I know or anyone knows what Kevin Long is being told or what he's saying to the players.
I don't think the superstars are listening to him, but the younger players?
Well, I don't think
Listen, Joe, it's impossible to know. It's like the Hurts thing. Do you really think Sirianni's telling him to not scan the field and bail? I mean, come on.
I will say it does feel like Kevin Long, whenever we hear him, whenever we hear from him, it's a lot of trust the vets that they'll figure it out, the back of the baseball card, that kind of stuff. And I don't think that approach has worked in these situations. So
well,
if you're going to pick something specific, that's something specific.
Oh, he'll
say.
Be a scapegoat if they don't get rid of Ralph
Oh, he's
Thompson.
Long. Oh, Kevin, yeah. Kevin Long, I think, is the most likely person to get fired from this, no matter what.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I honestly think he should have been gone last year. So, I mean, I call. If they lose this season, I would like to see Topper gone because I think Kevin Long should have been gone last season, but... You know, we can only sit here and hope for, you know, what all of us want individually. But there's so many things going on here that don't look good.
Joe, this is interesting. We have not talked about Kevin Long much at all. We've talked ad nauseum about the approach at the plate, you know, about how faulty it's been. But we haven't really.
Can I say why, though? Joe, here's the way I'm going to put it. And I'm going to start with sports radio. And then I'm going to go to baseball. Here's my sports radio analogy. We are hired to talk and to do a good job and be entertaining, compelling, interesting, and informative and all those. Okay. If we weren't, they would get rid of us. I mean, I'm not patting ourselves on the back. I mean, my point is people get hired to do a job. It's our job to do it. Our boss can give us some suggestions here and there. He can't be in here at 6 a.m. to hold our hand for 4 hours. Kevin Long has a job to do, but... Nick Castellanos, $100 million, Schwarber near $100 million, Trey Turner, $300 million, Bryce Harper, $330 million, JT around $100 million. Those are the guys being paid to do the job. Those are the guys that have to do the job. I mean, this is not about Kevin Long. I mean, it is a little bit about Kevin Long making suggestions. But at the end of the day, when Trey Turner's up, he's got to not flail at a pitch low and outside. That's on him.
Right. But, I mean... I would say, like, does your producer come up with a daily plan what you guys are going to talk about?
No. I mean, we collectively discuss, but the point is you just got to do it. You know, it's on the people who are hired to do the job to do the job. That's my main point.
100%.
There. And I'm not saying Kevin Long and Joe, good call. I'm not saying Kevin Long might not have to go. But let's not kid ourselves the main thing. The main thing is not the pitching coach. The main thing is players got to play better. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Please do not play the Rocky song for none of these Philly teams no more. Rocky was a fighter. These Phillies don't fight. They are no longer the fighting Phils, man. They are the disappointing bad news Bears Phils.
Well, listen, I understand your point. I don't think the lack of fight is as substantial as you think. And I'll also remind you, Rocky lost before he won.
The bats are cold. This is old. Noah looked like crap tonight. He was fidgety. Our window is closed for the World Series. I'm sorry. That's what I'm feeling. The Mets aren't even that good.
It's not
this
close.
This is not going to happen. I'm usually not like this, but that's what I'm feeling tonight.
No, the Mets are playing good baseball.
The Mets are good. They've been a good team for 4 months. We got to admit that the Mets are a good baseball team.
But let's not conflate things here. The Phillies are going to be in the playoffs next year. They're probably going to be in the playoffs after that. The window is not closed if they lose tonight.
I mean, it's identical to what the Braves did in 22 and 23. Like, they win game two after we steal game one, and then they're like, is this 85-win team really gonna battle tooth and nail against us? Don't they know how great we are? We're the 96-win Philly. Dude, you guys are one thing, and it's gutless. You're gutless.
Nah, see, people are taking it too far. That's just flat out not accurate.
I don't want to say this,
but looks like Parks was right.
My gut says Mets in four.
I don't want to say this, but the Mets are winning in four.
Well, we'll see. We'll know the answer by the time we go to bed tonight. We'll find out.
It is Wednesday now. Wednesday. Coming in, we are going to own this Mets team. We ain't scared of them. We're not scared of them. We're going to come out strong. Ranger is going to deal. Bryce is going to put us on his back and take us to victory. And we're coming back to CBP, and we're taking game five. Let's go!
We are... They know we want to get back to Citizens Bank Park. There's no question. We've got to figure out a way to win up there.
Can I just... All right, let me just put this cautionary tale out there about something positive. Here's my cautionary positive comment. I beg people, if the Phillies win tonight, do not assume that the series is over and the Phillies have won.
Oh, big time, buddy.
That's all I ask. What musical? All I ask of you. What is that? That's Phantom of the Opera, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Phantom of the Opera. Sure. All I ask of you is don't assume that the Phillies win tonight. They've won the series. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, who wants good news where we can be happy about someone else suffering?
That sounds about as good as we're going to get today.
All right, this is one of those ones I'm going to file into the... Most people don't know it, but some people do know it. We'll see who knows it amongst the four of you here. A buddy just texted me, and I just looked it up to see if it's true, and it's true. Do you guys know Markel Fultz is not in the NBA right now?
No, really?
Not on a team.
Not with the Magic anymore?
Wow. Not on a team.
No. I thought he was doing okay for them.
He got a $50 million contract a couple years ago, but season's about to start. He don't play for anybody.
Wow.
But see, I had no idea. That doesn't
make, was this the shooting thing
again? Simmons, I'd
yeah, I agree with you, Devin. Course. This doesn't do that much for me, sadly.
Did this crop up that he was unwilling to shoot?
I have no idea.
Is that what it was?
I haven't paid attention to him in four years.
Nor I. But it was amazing that this is the guy who said, I can't shoot anymore.
He went to another place. Nor I.
Yeah.
I like that.
He did maybe he'll throw out the first pitch for the Mets tonight.
For a bit.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, John speaks like a 17th century Englishman wrote. Nor I. All right. Phones, quickly. Joe and Hugh soon. Connor and Vineland. Connor, hello. Connor, not hello. We go to Anthony right now. Anthony, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Anthony?
Listen, I'm not going to call in and say I know everything about baseball. I just want to say, what I do want to say is I'm a huge Phillies fan. I live in South Philly, a couple blocks from the stadium. Rooted for the Phillies my whole life. I just want to say, if they're going to go out there and fight, and you know, and tonight they somehow they squeak by, they get by, to just let us down on Friday to let the Mets win, you know, here at home, where you know everybody's behind them, we're fighting. You know, I just want them
that would hurt. That would hurt. That would hurt a lot.
So it's like if they do put it together tonight to get by. Hopefully, like, you know, a player like Bryce stands up in the locker room and tells them this is what these fans expect when we come back to Philly Friday. It's no guarantee, but, you know, this is what they're expecting. You know, this is what they want. You can't get by, you know, get their hopes up, you know, tonight to just let us die.
Look, I hear, Anthony, what you're saying basically is if you're about to die, you want to be Old Yeller and just put you out of your misery tonight instead of make you drag through this for three more days. All right. Fair enough. All right.
You think Old Yeller would have really wanted that?
I think Old Yeller couldn't think anymore because his brain was mush.
I don't remember. How much was Old Yeller suffering?
Suffering a lot.
A lot.
Was he? At the end.
Well, he was in the throes. Was
rabies,
it?
Right?
Well, it was
what it
rabies,
was? I think so. I think.
Yeah, he was in that barn and they had to shoot him.
Okay.
It seemed like a lot worse for Old Yeller than it did for Cujo.
Oh, okay.
Like Cujo.
So much for that's not over.
Yeah. Cujo, maybe the Mets could be Old Yeller. That's
rabies.
Cool, right?
All right, Seltzer, I need
rabies.
I need the lineup tonight.
Yeller.
So before you say the lineup, James, give me who's starting at the various positions and then give me the lineup.
Okay, so starting...
No, by the way, this is your opinion.
My opinion. Yeah. I've got Harper at first, Stott at second. I have Turner at short, Sosa at third,
okay,
JT
so Sosa,
behind the plate.
Sosa instead of Bum. Okay,
yep.
JT. We know
and
them.
Then the outfield is Wilson in left, Marsh in center, and Castellanos in right.
Okay, so you go to Wilson, you go to Sosa, you go to Marsh, you go to Stott.
And then
and your pitcher would be Wheeler.
Zach Wheeler is on the hill for me to start.
Yeah, this is James's, not what Rob Thompson's done.
Correct.
We don't know that yet.
He won't do what I'm going to do.
And how would you sequence the lineup?
I would have Schwarber leading off, Turner second, Harper third, Casty fourth. I would stick with that.
Sure.
I would have Stott in the 5-0. I know they're going against a lefty, but he puts good at-bats up there. Plus, you split up the righties with a lefty in the middle. I have Wes Wilson in the 6-hole.
Well, that's incredible.
Yeah, not happening. JT moved down a spot, 7th. I would like to bat Marsh 9th, but I'm going to put him 8th to split up the righties. And then I have Sosa 9.
Okay. Guys, we'll find out. I mean, listen, buckle up. I know we might have dreams dashed tonight. We might have tears in the Delaware Valley amongst the kids. But we also might have a really cool night. So time will tell. The game here on WIP is in 7 hours and 15 minutes. Enjoy it as best you can. It's not going to be about you. It's going to be about what they do, and we'll react tomorrow. Go Phils.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.